good health, God's love around you. You should feel wonderful. Yes. Amen. So let's sing. All right, let's get our blood flowing. Let's sing this song then. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long. To be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him. Let's sing one more time. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long, to be like all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him. Let us pray. Our dear precious Heavenly Father, our Savior, Master, Redeemer, our Maker. Oh God, Father, how grateful we are this morning coming before you. Father, our desire, our utmost desire is to be more like you. So Father, we pray this morning, Father, that may you help us to be more like you. As we walk this road, this pilgrimage of earth on this earth, one thing we desire is to be more like you. Amen. So help us, Lord. Amen. And Father, help me this morning, Father, to share a few thoughts with my brethren here this morning as a Sunday school, Father God, to help us more get closer to the headstone, yes. Father. So Lord God, use me the way you want to. I'm just a mute instrument in your hand. I'm just a clay. You are the potter. Amen. So mold me, mold my mouth, mold my speech. Amen. Mold everything that I do, amen. Father, to give glory to your name. Let me be useful to your kingdom, Lord, this morning. Bless each one of us. Open our hearts, Father, to receive the word, Father. For we give you all the glory, Father. We give you all the honor. We give you all the thanks. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And we thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today we have a day full. And I know for sure, I won't finish this. I know for sure, like I said last time, this here is a topic I won't just go over like that. I'll really go in the weeds of it. Because this is something that in Christianity, we always want to talk about the idea of forgive and things like that. We always have a superficial idea of it. But I want to make sure I get in deep. I want to get in the Hebrew. I want to bring things from Old Testament. We're not going to get in the deep. Even if next month I have to come back on it, if God willing, and God gave me the grace to come back. I mean, not next month, in July. When I come back again, if God gave me the grace to come back to it, I will do it. All right? So let's first read Matthew 6:12 again. Give us this day our daily bread, And I'm sorry, Matthew 6:12, and forgive us. Yeah, I like this, the deliberate. The plan life, I keep going back to that, I told you, right? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And I'm going to one scripture, and the way I got this scripture was a strange way. When I was thinking about this the first time to bring the previous Sunday, forgive us, my mind was so much on God, how do I really forget our debt? And I was in a commute car, and we go on a ramp, and a car passes by. And you know, a car license plate only have 7 letters, right? And 7 letters. So a car passes by. And I don't know, I put my sign. I say LEV 1918. I could have just, somebody said that's Leviticus 19:18. Read it. So I pull my iPhone out, and I have the Hebrew and the English together. So I'm to read in the Hebrew. And when I read it, it was just part of this, and last I didn't read it because I want to do more. I want to dig because I know when God gave those things, many times it may have many meanings for generations to come. So I went digging in it, and I wanted to see all how I relate to what Abraham has said, all what Jesus has said. Now, if you read Jesus Christ, if you can take time and take everything that Christ read, if you come back to the Old Testament, they're all there. Jesus Christ, he said, I didn't come to abolish the law. I just came to amplify it. So if you look well, everything that Jesus quoted, because what did he say? He said, search the scriptures. Yes. For they are the ones who testify of who I am. And he said, you say you read a scripture, how couldn't you recognize my day? You see? So you go by, you take Jesus, you come back, and you see that he saw the law. But he was the fulfillment of the law in flesh before them. So that's why Brother Brown also said, the scripture must run in continuity. From before the foundation to when it came down in Genesis, all the way until we go back, the scripture must always run in continuity. There must not be anything broken. Let's go to Leviticus 19:18. Leviticus 19:18. Okay. All right. In fact, let me start from 17. 19, I'll start from 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Amen. Amen. And I don't know how many of you were here when I draw the circle, flesh, spirit, the heart, the soul. All right, it couldn't go deep down there. Thou shalt not hate thy brother. You see, look at the word, in thy heart. Your brother may do something to you, you may react. And all that, God has provision for all that. We get upset at our brother, we react. God has provision for all that. God knows we are human beings. Okay? But look where he says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor. You can rebuke him. You're mad, you're upset, you go and talk to him, you rebuke him. All right? And I'll read this more from the Amplified Bible. If you read from the Hebrew also, you know, like Brother Branson, when you go to Hebrew, it's different, but the meaning get a little bit deeper and more clearer. Okay? Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. But you see, here when you read subversion upon him, it may not be clear. But I'm going to read something to you. Say what you should is what he's trying to say, that don't suffer sin because of hating your brother. Correct him. All right? But if you read it here, do not suffer sin upon him, it may not be clear, okay? So we're going through that. And then that comes to the 18. That thou shalt not avenge. All right? Nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. And he said, I am the Lord. Yes. And if you see anytime he nailed anything like that, he would nail by, I am the Lord. And that Lord that he says there is not that I am Savior, though. It's his name. It's like assign it. I tell you, if you those who have the King James Version, you may be sitting, may the Lord add a blessing to the real world. Okay? Now, those who have the King James, you see capital L, capital O, capital D, and I have already gone through that already. I explained that to you. That is like me saying, you hear many times on the news, the politicians, a message will go, and they will say their name. I approve this message, right? So it's like God saying, this, I approve it. But if you read even way in Leviticus 19, every time God says something like that, he will say, I am the Lord. But what he's saying, like I said in the English, when you read, the word Lord can mean many things. Okay, landlord, Lord, Lord. So I don't want you to confuse that Lord. That Lord is just a convention because they didn't know what to say. But in the Hebrew Bible, if you go to the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew writers are Adonai. Even though the name is written, Yud He Vav He, that where I told you the four letters, okay, the four letters that we don't know, Y, Yud He, Y, H, V, H, or W, H, they don't know how to pronounce it, they will say Adonai. But we, King James, use the Lord. That can be confusing sometimes. So what he says, like, I say it, and he put his name. Like, I make a statement, I say, Marcel, I sign for it. So you see how strong that statement is? It's a strong statement. God says something, and say, I sign for it. It's not everywhere you see even God sign like that. He said this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I sign that. That's my, I put my seal. The seal of God is on this statement. It, like I say, I seal it. I said it, I seal it. So nobody, you can't get around it because I, the Creator, I, Jehovah, I, Yahweh, I, whatever in the Hebrew call it, the name, the Hashem or Adonai, I prove this message. Amen? Amen? So there's no way you're going to get around. And that's why when Jesus came later, they asked him, what did he say? He said, you shall love your neighbor, you love the Lord your God for your heart, because that's the first thing. And what? This which I have already approved. Yes. You shall love your neighbor. I said, everything hang around that. Yes. Amen. Amen? Amen? So let me read something quickly for you in the Amplified Bible. That Matthew 6:12. I'll quickly read that in the Amplified Bible. All right? So that there's also an element there that we need to really understand. Okay? Matthew 6:12. Okay, in the Amplified Bible, that's the King James Amplified Bible. You know, Brother Branham, when he was preaching, he would make many times mention of other books and things like that. Okay, so when I came to the message, one thing when I was a little child, I loved to read. So when I came to the message, that, all right, obviously, I still love to read, but you know, as the age goes, I don't have many other priorities. Right? But I still love to read, though. So when Brother Brown will make mention of any book, I want to see that book. Like Brother Brown said, the Fox. And Brother Manson talk about emphatic dialogue. I said, what is emphatic dialogue? Brother Manson talk about Lamza Bible. I want to see all those things because I'm always saying that if God is directing his prophet, God has things. Prince in the house of David, God has things here and there. Like Brother George, when we went to Israel, he was sharing things with them. He said, this is a Mishnah. This is a Talmud. I didn't even know what Mishnah, I know they are, but I didn't know that. Exactly the definition, like after the Bible were written, okay, there were commentary to help people understand what is God was really saying, okay? Now, if you take the Bible, the scroll, there's no punctuation. Otherwise, they run into each other, keep running, just, there's no punctuation, there's nothing such as this, there's no, all right? So there were commentary inspired. But thank God we are the end time to make sure that we understood what was going on. God sent a prophet. Amen. And that's why this job here, a reformer cannot do it. Because a reformer can only go by what's written and they're reforming it. But it has to take a prophet who can go in the back part of God's mind and take and say, listen, this is that's written. There are commentary. There are all these things throughout the ages, but this is the mind of God. Amen. Amen? So two of those different books, Mishnah, Talmud, there are many things, I mean, Tambra Joy was sharing with us, that were commentary, things that God inspired people through for the Bible to make them understand better the things that were written. So here, if I take the Amplified Bible, okay, it says here, and forgive us our debt, all right, as we also have forgiven. Now, if you just read neighbor, as we forgive, right? So one thing I want you to stress here, we are going to stress the element of time. It's here, forgive us our debt as we also have forgiven. So the Amplified Bible here, left, remitted, and let go of the debt and have given up resentment against our debtors. Amen. All right? So the question is, when I am praying, that's the reason I'm bringing. You see, brother, I said, why are you bringing this little detail? Brother, I said, God is hidden simplicity. In the simplicity of the gospel, that's where God hid. All right? So it says, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. So the question, the simplicity I'm trying to put you down here, the little detail, while I am there, I'm about to pray, what state I am in? Right. Oh, okay, I forgive my brother. Or have I already forgiven him before I came before the Lord? So I read to the King James. I forgive, okay? There's nothing wrong with the King James. I read to you here the Amplified Bible. All right? Now I'm going to take another Bible. Okay? You know, the Lord likes to use all our skill. As an engineer, I have to look for detail. All right, so here, another detail. This is a Lamza Bible that Brother Bram mentioned about, and Brother Bram made the author Lamza, and, you know, so I have the Lamza Bible. And here, in Matthew 6, let's see what sort of Lamza here. An original Lamza, in fact, is Aramaic, Syriac. Whatever you can call it. So in Matthew 6 here, 6:12, also it says there, and forgive us our offenses as we have forgiven our offender. All right, let's go see what Jesus himself said. What, Brother Marcel? But does that timing that you're talking about matter? Yes, it does. And I'm going to go into that. I was studying, and I found a teaching that Jesus gave us, rooted deep into the Jewish culture, Judaism. And yesterday when I saw it, I was running. My wife said, my master says, are you okay? All right? Because it was just, it rooted deep. Now, let's take Matthew 5. If we take Matthew 5:23, all right, and we're going to see that, Matthew 5:23, it says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and therefore rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave it there, because I cannot hear you. Leave it there, okay, thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first. Be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. So when I stand there to pray, what I have, my brother, should have been remitted already. I cannot stand before God with anything on my brother on my heart. He will not listen to me. And I'll get there. Against my brother now, okay? Now, thing I've done against God, that's different. And I found that I found yesterday, that I was so happy. And when I found when Jesus saying this, and rooted deep in Judaism, their culture, and I find out when you go back to, we're going back to Leviticus, God gave them the law. You got to see the sin against God and the sin against your brother. All right? The sin against him while you're there, that's against him. But against your brother, he cannot forgive you. That was deep. So, you see, when you stand praying, if I've ought against your brother, when you bring your altar, that's why make it quickly. And if you keep reading, he said, I make it quickly, I grieve the adversary quickly. And all, you can read the rest, okay? That's a deep teaching. You see, that's what I'm saying. When you talk about forgiveness, you know, many times we come and preach, forgive your brother, for you think that is something, an option. Oh, yeah, forgive your brother so you can be nice. Forgive your brother so that the church here, we can have a nice service. Forgive your brother, we can have healing. True. Forgive your brother so you can have a nice group of believers together. That's all. Everything is nice, harmony. We are. No. No. It goes deeper than that. You know, it's not anything that is an option. You must. All right? I'm getting ahead of myself here, and I'm realizing that I won't get anywhere. Let me get back to my notes here. So last time, we talked about, you remember I told you, Reka, meaning tell your brother you are worthless. Who are you? Now, you have to go back, all right, to Genesis 1:11 to begin to understand even why would Jesus say that? If you tell your brother, Reka, you're worthless, why that's such a bad thing? Okay, so let me quickly come back, make a quick summary of last time. So last time, we saw that we are all in debt to God. Is that right? Nobody's in debt, so we are all debtors to God. And I ask you, I won't have time to read it, but I ask you all to read Psalm 130. Okay, imagine somebody standing at a gate. And if you go to Israel and things like you see the judges, they always are at the gate. There's nothing that coming. You know, Brother Abraham talking about Lot, be the man, he's at the gate. So imagine the angel, your gate is you coming in and out, right? Your life. Imagine as an angel, a recording angel, who's writing down on your parchment, he did this, he did that, he did that. And you remember God showed that to Brother Branham? When Brother Branham in that restaurant in Ohio, trying to see that lady, say, God, how can you suffer that my daughter, see, Brother Branham said, my daughter, Sarah, Rebecca and Sarah, will grow up in such a way. Why don't you just wipe out, clean this whole place? And God put him to the side. And God began to give him parchment. You want to talk about the parchment? Amen. God began to show him parchment. And what did Brother Abraham said? I saw myself when I was little. I did certain things that I said, oh, that written, the recording. Brother said, what? Now, that's a recording. He's recording it. All right? We all, when they say the speed limit is 55, 65, we all want to get church early with the 70, 80 mile. Mm-hmm. All right, recorded. Mm-hmm. Now, Psalm 130 said, if God will keep that record, who can stand? If God will keep that record, who among us can stand? None of us will stand. Amen? Amen. But if you read something, it's a no, but with you, there is forgiveness. Amen? Amen? But with you, there is forgiveness. And so when God showed Brother Branham, he rolled a scroll and threw it in the sea. I can't keep that record against you. Amen? Amen. So, we all are debtors, all right? We all are debtors. And I'll read something here quick for you. Brother Branham said, now, it is a token. What's a token? A token is a sign of a debt being paid. A price required has been paid. The price of our salvation was debt. See, and no one could pay it but Christ. And not the spirit of a denomination, not the spirit of a pope, not the spirit of some man or some saint, by the Spirit of Jesus Christ upon the church is a token that the debt has been paid and he's met every requirement that God requires. And we and him are one. That day, you will know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
Amen.
And I want you to look at that, okay? Don't forget that. Now, Brother Bram said here, but the world has sinned, so the penalty of sin was death, and he had to die so that we all right? So the conclusion of the matter, to conclude from last time, is that we are all in debt, all right? We are all in debt. So now, let me come here quickly, all right? So now we just sang the song, we want to be like Jesus. As I said, when I started this, I'm like, man, it may maybe take me a long time to even finish preaching. And like I said, I'm not in a rush to get over this one. All right? Now, we all said, what did he say? Well, Brown, in that day, you know that I am in my Father. My Father is in you. And what? We are one.
Amen.
Now, you see, when we hear those type of things, many times it becomes just hearing. I'm a Father, my Father, and we are one. But I want you to sink deep in your soul. Let it go past your flesh. Let it pass your spirit. Let it drop into your soul what Christ is saying here. Okay? Now, to be, all right? To be, we sing the song, to be like Jesus. To be like somebody, you must know who that person is.
Amen.
I want to be somebody you don't know. What if that person is a gangster? You want to be like a gangster? What if that person is a thief? What if that person is a liar? What if that person is a criminal? You don't necessarily want to be like a criminal. Amen? So when you say, I want to be like Jesus, so that means you should know who that person is. What is his character? What is the character that person is that you want to be like him? Amen? So now, let us take Genesis 1:26. All right, let's see Genesis 1:26. I won't be able to go into the Amplify because for him to go into all that, we'll never, never get out because it's just like snowballing. We run you. And that's why the Bible, Jesus keeps saying, you read the scripture, I am in there. And okay, Genesis 1:26. Now, and God said, all right, now you tell Abraham, I said, you think your forgives are dead. What does that have to do with that in the beginning creation? All right? And God said, let us make man in our image. And Abraham explained that. And I have the quote, but I can't read it. After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish and the sea, all right? And the fowl of the air and the cattle, okay, on every creeping thing over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man. I see you said the man, right? Singular. In his. And yet before he was saying that, let us create man in our image and all that. So that's where Trinity ideas come from. Oh, maybe you're talking to other people. All right? But Brother Bram explained that to us. What is this? There's a question and answer in 1959. He really went into detail on that. But now he said, man in his own image. There's no three God. There's only one God. Okay? In the image of God, created he, him. Him, a male and female. Wow. That's deep. Created he, him, male and female. Created he, them. You see, that's what throw people off. But you see, there, Brahma explained, that the spirit man. Because Adam is not even created yet. Because later on, he take the clay and formed them in Genesis 2. Right? But he gives them the dominion. He said, let us make that spirit man. And that's what we are trying to get to. To be like Jesus. He created in his own image. Like Hebrews says, Beselem means in his own image. He like the picture. Look, if I take your picture, that's you. If I take your picture, you say, no, that's not me, that's you. So, Salem, look, you say, if you want to go to Israel, you want to ask someone, can take me a picture? You say, Efshah le Salem, that you the same word. So, like Jesus took his picture, said, there's my picture. That's why the Hebrew can be deep. He's like, God took his picture, boom, and then this here. So, you are a picture of God.
Amen. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Amen. It's not like, okay, well, let's say sometimes if you take Joshua, let's say you have fallen. My wife has followed me. All that's just a perception. What angle is, oh, that's Master. Oh, that's Henriette. You know all that. But that's what I'm talking about, picture. If you take my picture, I'm not Joshua. He is Joshua. Amen? So when you say an enemy is God, it's not that, oh, he looks like a Christian. Oh, you know, maybe. They say, no, that's what I'm talking about. Because he said, in that day,
amen.
At that day, ye shall know that I, you know, I mean the Father, amen. The Father and me, I in you, and we are all one. Amen? When they take, and that's what when God begins to work with Branham, Branham said, you get to a point where unconsciously certain things begin to happen when God begins to be manifested. And then he say, oh, Brother Damon back there, I saw the brother, welcome back. Then he I say, welcome, very happy to see you. Where's Samson? Is he here? So, oh, okay, welcome back. I'm very happy to see you all there. So anyway, when God took, it's not like, well, he looked like a Christian. No, he's not. We are. And that's why he said, we do know who we are. It's not that we shall be, we are. Maybe we don't know that yet. And Brother Brown would say, look, you don't have rent, I give you. And that's why Brother Brown was sitting in a squirrel. I said, what are you looking here for? He said, speak it. He's put a squirrel. And that's all, maybe. He said, what did you ask for? How many squirrels did you ask for? You see, what God was trying to tell Brother Branham, yes, you are in the flesh, you are a prophet, but at that point, what I'm trying to say is that you become, now I'm not saying that Brother Branham's God, okay? I'm just, you got to understand my point. Listen, what you're going to be, you be God.
Amen.
You are my picture.
Amen.
All right? I'm giving a picture so you can see. Sometimes I say, oh, this son look just like the mother or the father. They're like twin. Oh, but if you look, there are differences. If you look, they are not true. The teeth or something. That's not a picture. All right? But where I'm talking to Salem is like the picture of God.
Amen.
And that's why Paul said, when we shall see him, we shall do what? We shall be like him.
Amen.
And when you sing the song, to be like Jesus.
Amen.
So, that's what, so if you want to be like somebody, who is that person? All right, that's what I'm trying to get to. Okay? So, now, Genesis 1:26, so that person, all right, who he is. Now, the Jew, as I'm reading quickly, let me, I'm running out of time here. I'm going, so, all right, look this here. This morning I learned something. I said, oh, man, I want a thick thread, and I went to the guy, God said, take this, because that showed this is the brother, this is you. You got to have thug. You're pulling on each other. When you're pulling on each other, you tie here. When there's offense between you, Joshua, can you put the slide for me? I want to try to go back and give you a little, and maybe I can come back and go more. Thank you, Brother Tim. No, not that one. The PowerPoint. Not this one, yeah, the PowerPoint. So you see, while it's put, you see here, right? This offense, when there's offense, something between you, that's the knot between you and your brother. So here you are. Here, this is you here. I thank God for you. This is you here. This is your tugging. The knot is between you. All right? Can you get a PowerPoint? Oh, I thought you took, okay. All right, thank you. His mommy is understanding. So this is the knot here. This is you, this is your brother, you're tugging. All right? And you come here, you want to pray. So what I want to show you, so I went to the Hebrew culture. I was saying, why did Jesus say, if you have anything against your brother, go first. Do it before you come. So in Leviticus, I won't be able to go get there. Next time when we go in detail, in Leviticus, in a missionary, they say that When you say anything against God, committing fornication, that's against him. Right? When you say, oh, God, forgive me. Now, on the Day of Atonement, let's move to the next slide, please. On the Day of Atonement, you hear about Yom Kippur, right? Yom, I already told you about it. Yom means day. Kippur means forgiveness, pardon, atonement. All right? And a Yom Kippur is only one day, and that's when the priest goes to the holiest of holies to offer the sacrifice for the atonement of your sins. All right? So the Jews are still observing that after the temple, they're still observing that. All right? So, all right. This thing, okay. Let's what the word, no. The word selach. Selach, okay? There's one part called, I was told, it's still not working. Selach, okay, selach. Okay, all right. Okay, the word selach. Selach means forgive. And that's where the word sliha come from. Pardon me, excuse me. Now, selach means to forgive. Now, look, these three words here, one that is called, they are connected. I want the third word. Selach means to forgive. Now, look the ending here, okay, that I put in colors, right? Like shelach. Shelach means to sin. Shelach means to sin. Now the other one, okay, same thing here. Selach means success. But now can I read this thing here? Okay, so selach. So when you selach, that means when you forgive, you set something into motion towards a certain goal. You see here, right? That's the selach. You have two here. When you selach, mean when you forgive. You set something to emotion. So when there's a sin is like a knot between you and the other fence. So when you're trying to sin something, look, you can't go. It's impossible, it cannot go. All right? The knot, it cannot go. So sin is like a knot hindering that sending out or prevent the flow to reach its goal. It cannot. Impossible. You see that? Okay, now, select. Success. When you select, what are you doing when you select? When you select, you're doing this. Okay, you decide, God, help me. I'm going to remove this knot. So you go see your brother, we have a knot against you. Say, you know, brother, there's a knot between the let me remove the knot. I remove the knot. Do you see anything anymore here?
No.
When the knot is removed, okay, like a yohel, we go through that next time, the knot is gone. Now look, I can get reach my brother. I can reach my brother. Look, I can reach my, we can reach each other. But then now, so Jesus said, okay, so select, when you select, the knot is what is being sent out, okay, out can reach the goal and you have success. So forgiveness, you have forgiveness sending and it reaching its goal. So in a Hebrew culture, really deep in Judaism, and that's what Jesus brings there. If you come to the altar and you remember that there's a knot between you and your brother, sometimes what he's saying that it's not even you. If you remember that brother had what a knot against you, you don't have a knot against him, but he had that this against you. If you remember, not even you, you can say, well, I don't have anything against you, I love him. But if you remember that a brother had this against you, that knot is there, I can't get the offering. It cannot flow. Go quick, say, leave your altar, go quickly. Do what? Do this. You can do this, remove that, and come back.
Amen.
All right? And then there'll be success. All right, put quickly, I want to play for you. I have a few more minutes. So we went on another video. So now, what is the character of God? Who is that God? So before the young, can you play the... I want you to listen to this. Now, people who have been to Israel, you remember where that is. People who have seen on the internet, you remember where that is. That's the Wailing Wall. You cannot, maybe we play next time, don't worry. If you don't get the music, don't worry, we'll do it next time. It's okay, don't worry. So, I wanted to show you saw the character of who God is through this slack that I was talking about. Don't worry, it's okay. We run and we do it next time. All right, this slack, I was going to talk to you about it. But remember what this demonstration did to you now. So if you don't forgive, nothing can flow. And that's why Brother Bram said, when there's a one sin, something there, the healing can flow. Because the spirit is moving, and then when something between your brother, and you have this knot here, right? It's flowing, got here, stop. And you remember Brother Bram, when Brother Bram had to place a lay hand upon each other, and you have something against you, do you see where is this going? It's going nowhere. You are trying to send a prayer, heal my brother. But there's a knot. He cannot, you remember what I tell you? Forgive, send something, and he had to reach his goal. But you are trying to send something he won't reach. So, in a deep what Jesus was saying here, when you sin against God, okay, that's your sin between him, you come and whatever you do, say, God, forgive me. So, when the priest going to the holiest of holies and on Yom Kippur, and I want to show you something on Yom Kippur, we'll see you next time. That day, what he's doing, he's going to atone what you did between you and him. But it says, your brother, according to the Mishnah, he doesn't atone for that. That's a deed. He said, oh God, I did something against my brother. Oh God, you know, I'm sorry what I did to my brother. God didn't hear it. He didn't hear it. All right? Now, it's no strange doctrine I'm bringing. It's right here in the Bible. Jesus said, if you come to the altar and you have your gift, what do you do? Quickly, leave it there. Why? Because I'm not going to hear it. Your gift means nothing. It will be the gift of Cain. It will be beautiful, but it will be the gift of Cain. I will not hear it. Quickly go back. Go, take this knot and tie it and come back and offer. Now you can flow. All right? Okay? So, when a priest going to the holiest of holies on a Yom Kippur, and I think a Yom Kippur is coming, so I don't know what is coming, the priest will atone for the sin between. So the Jew, what they do before Yom Kippur coming, they go to each other. Brother, please forgive me. And this not here, you must ask him. Don't say, you know what, I did this against you. Yeah, I understand. You must ask, please forgive me. You must ask it. Don't say, you know, yeah, I run over and then say it and walk around the bush and then walk out, yeah, you know. Thinking that, yeah, he get it, he will forgive you and you'll be okay. You have to ask for it. Amen. So on Yom Kippur, forgive your sin, but remember, your sin between your brother, you have to go and make it right. All right? Amen. God don't look at it. You have to go to your brothers and ask your brother, forgive me. We're going to continue this next time. It gets deeper. Well, it's a lot more to that. And we have to go back to Genesis to show the character of God when he say we want to be like him. So you get that now? Amen. So when you have something against your brother, when you're praying, when they say lay hand upon each other, have something against you, remember, when your prayer is going out, something's blocking, it's going nowhere. And that's what Brother Ram said, when we pray, many times we can't get healing. Let us rise to our feet. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord, thank you, Father, for this time. And Lord, I'm sorry I have to be rushing. I know there's many things, Father, you put on my heart to share with the brethren. But I pray, Lord, that this little that I've shared with them may go deep in their soul, Father, that they may know that to be like you, we must forgive. Your character is forgiveness. Because you are the master of forgiveness. You are the master of compassion. So, Father God, help us. Let us not just hear and not do it, but let us be the doer of the word. Help us to forgive one another. Help us not to pray for one another. If there's any knot between us and our brothers, help us to remove that knot, Father, so that the blessing can flow from each other, flow from one person to the other, to the other, and like your prophet told us one day, and when the Spirit of God will just flow. And you have your way in us, Lord. Father, we thank you. Bless the oncoming service. Bless, Father, the minister, Lord. Bless everything, Father. We give you all. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be dismissed.